All right, welcome to This and That Podcasting Podcast. This is season 2, episode 9. Today is Monday, September 6th. I'm Alex Bauer with my best friend Kyle Dobis here. We're going to get into the top 5 pick games of the week, actual top 5 games that happened this week. A very big week for some upsets to talk about. For sure. And then we're going to get back into the MLB postseason action. I don't know if Kyle will agree with me on if we want to score this or not, but we will go over that as we go over our next, series picks. Obviously, the next series is kind of underway. Kyle went a little overboard with picking all the way to the end, and I did not enter mine at all until I was like, oh, yeah, we probably should do that. And then I entered it in a little bit later in the week once I noticed that the, second portion of these divisional series was starting before we even got back on the air. And then we'll move on to our top 5 games to watch coming up in the week with our upset predictions. Get back into our fantasy competition, NFL style. We would like to do some NHL, but we're going to just focus on the NFL until that is over and then dive into NHL once that season starts, and then we'll have a little bit of 2-week lull for the NHL there with the Winter Olympics happening, and then get into some gambling men and bring it on home with some big stuff for Homeward Bound. Got a lot of talk to talk about, because me and Kyle talked. We texted a lot during
a lot of talk to talk
a certain game on Saturday, and I feel like we need to let that out here more often than
a lot of talk to talk.
Yeah, a lot of talk to talk. All right, top 5 games of the week. I went 4-1, Kyle. I improved from last week.
Yep, same. I went 4-1 as
hey,
well.
Hey, look at us. Who would have thought?
Look at us. Who would have thought?
You know,
just look at us.
Not me.
We did it. we did it. Yeah, not me.
Almost 5-0, but for the both of us. But yeah, my one loss was picking the Guardians to beat the Tigers. But I think I need to keep going this route, because every time I bet against the Tigers, literally with my own money, when I bet against the Tigers win. And then when I bet on the Tigers, I literally bet on the Tigers when Scuba was on the mound, because I thought they would actually win, and they lost. And so I'm just like, yeah, I'm just going to put my money against the Tigers from now on. Like, I can't do it anymore for this postseason. Like, if I want the Tigers to win the World Series, I just got to put $5 down on whoever's playing the Tigers. So let's see if it works out for me.
Keep it rolling. keep it rolling that way.
I know it's like a little gambling man, like, you know, too soon, but still.
Too soon. Yeah. Just keep throwing your money.
So
are against them.
Against them. So yeah, with the Alabama Vanderbilt game. Ooh, I didn't even enter the Vanderbilt score. You've got the Vanderbilt score on your side though. Yeah, Vandy beat.
Actually,
Bama.
No, I don't think I did.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I didn't put the scores on mine either.
Yeah,
Bama, they won by like 12. It was like our 12 or 13.
Yeah, I put Bama 30 and Vanderbilt question mark. Question marks all around for Vanderbilt
question
here.
Question marks here. Yeah, I actually forgot to put the scores on mine as well.
I usually put the scores of that, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Here we go. Good old Espen to the rescue. Vanderbilt 14. Alabama 30.
Yeah, I thought
Vanderbilt
it was
14. Yeah, and I picked correctly with picking Alabama. And then Miami, Florida State, I picked Miami to win. Miami beats Florida State 28-22. Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Seattle Seahawks, picking the Buccaneers. Actually, this is a top 5 game along with Miami and Florida State, 38-35. That's a very close game.
Yep, it was a close game.
And then Yankees-Red Sox series, I picked the Yankees to win. Yankees win the series 2-1. Obviously I picked the Yankees to win in 2 in my MLB, postseason. So we'll talk about that coming up here. And then Tigers beat the Guardians in the series 2-1. I obviously picked the Guardians to win in 3 games, cause I didn't think the Tigers would beat the Guardians. I thought the Guardians were just on a hot streak roll and they'd just keep it rolling through the Tigers. So that's why I picked the Guardians.
I feel you there. So, yeah, we kind of had the similar games. I also went 4-1. This is the first time I've gone 4-1 in a while, so it was good. But, yeah, I had Vandy and Bama. That was, if you remember, that was like my hammer the spread on that game because I just felt like Bama was going to beat them by more than double digits.
Yeah.
And that one landed. That was, I felt like that was my most comfortable bet was with them. I also had the Miami-Florida State game with and picking Miami. So it was a good game. Miami jumped out to a big lead early, and then Florida State just had to kind of basically battle back the whole game. So it made it a closer score than what it was, but so it was a big win for Miami. Yep, I had the Red Sox and Yankees and Tigers and Guardians. I also had the Yankees, and then I had Detroit instead of the Guardians, and I both had, in our picks, I think I had both of them in three, so I nailed both of those. The only one I lost really in I think out of our baseball picks was my actual pick here, which was I had the Padres-Cubs, and I picked Padres to win that one. Ended up being Cubs, because I think I had Dodgers sweeping, and then I had Padres in three.
Yep, so you did Padres in three. But
I almost nailed the postseason, the first round wild card, perfect.
Yeah, I got so close. I was kind of, I was only off, like, you know, by a game, by picking the Yankees in two, and then obviously I botched the Guardians in three pick, but still. Yeah, so top five games of the week. We've kind of got a consensus on, I think, a couple of these games. My number one game is the Miami-Florida State game. I thought that game was really good. Rock fight that you would expect between these two teams. I'm giving player of the game to Carson Beck. 241 passing yards, 4 passing touchdowns. Like, go off, kid. Like, he just, you know, put Florida State in their place, you know. And then my number two game of the week, I've got the Carolina Panthers, Miami Dolphins game. I'm pretty sure you're kind of agreeing with me with this.
They're my honorable mention on that one.
Yeah, is Rico Dowdle, 206 rushing yards, 1 rushing touchdown. My number three game of the week, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Seattle Seahawks, as I mentioned before, ending up there in the top five games of the week. Baker Mayfield takes game player of the game. 379 passing yards, 2 passing touchdowns. And then coming in at 4-5 are 2 baseball games, Kyle. Like, I know when we talk series, like, we don't know, like, how these series are going to go. But I feel like when we do, I think there should be at least one game in the top five. So, Yankees-Red Sox, game 2. That game was just the biggest rock fight you've ever seen between these two teams. It was back and forth the whole game. Yankees win 4-3. Giving player of the game to the rookie Ben Rice, gets 2 hits, gets a 2-run home run. Like, that was like what gave the Yankees that spark to win the game in my mind. So giving that to him. And then the fifth game is Detroit Tigers, Cleveland Guardians, game 1. Tigers win 2-1, giving player of the game to Tarik Skubal, my guy, the guy on the mound that got to rely on, pitched 7.2 innings, 14, count them, 14 strikeouts.
Yeah, he got his, good his usual Lord. 14 strikeouts.
Only 3 hits, 3 bases on balls, and 1 earned run against him. So, like, oh my goodness.
He's pitched great in the playoffs so far. He pitched great today, too. He gets no run support.
Yeah, he pitched really great yesterday. The one batter just had his number. Like, every time that one batter, I can't remember his name, from the Mariners, just hit a home run off of him, and that's how they got their 2 points, at least, off of him. And then we tied it with a 2-run home run, and then Mariners take the lead by, you know, scoring a 3rd in the 8th inning, and all they had to do was just get 3 outs in the top of the 9th, so...
I guess we did have some similar. I think actually the only one we really had was the Broncos or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Seahawks game.
Okay.
It, like you said, went back and forth. It was a really good game. Bucks ended up taking it 38-35. Could have given it to Baker because Baker threw for like 360 yards, but I was going to give it to the rookie, Emeka Egbuka. He had 7 catches for 163 yards and a touchdown. As a rookie, that's really good numbers.
Oh, yeah, that is. Giving player of the game to somebody else. That's fine.
Exactly. Not just a quarterback. Yeah. Staying in the NFL, We have the Broncos beating the Eagles 21-17. Eagles were up 17-3 at one point in this game, and then Broncos came back in the late third all the way into the fourth quarter to come back and win this game, which was huge because it's in Philadelphia. So tough place to play for, especially a young quarterback like Bo Nix, who I gave player of the game because there wasn't really a standout player. But being a young quarterback going into the link and upsetting the Eagles, who were on a roll, you deserve player of the game on that one. Pretty much the rest of my games are all college after the point, because I wanted to throw some college in there. I had Virginia, number 24 ranked Virginia, beating Louisville 30-27. This was at Louisville. It was a really close game, and Virginia held on to win. Their player of the game will be the running back, Jamari Taylor. He ended up with 68 rushing yards, a touchdown, and 6 catches for 29 yards. It was another one of those games where they didn't have any, like, one standout crazy stat type of guy, but the running back did everything for him with running and receiving. So give it to them. It keeps Virginia in the top 25 and gets to move on to the next week in the weakish ACC kind of this year. And then we go with a Big 12 game. It was the early slate. I had the Kansas State-Baylor game. Baylor won 35-34 on basically a last-second 53-yard game-winning field goal from Connor Hawkins. So this game was back and forth. And then, I mean, right after Hawkins hit his 53-game winner, they had like 20 seconds left, and Kansas State drove down the field and just missed their 50-plus-yard field goal. Actually, I think they ended up having to throw a Hail Mary, but it was came down to the last play even after the game-winning field goal with only 10 seconds left. So it was a very exciting game to watch. It was fun for the early slate games. And then I have kind of – I didn't know if I really wanted to put this one in there. I had the Florida-Texas game because it reminded me of the Miami game. I didn't think it was really like just like the Miami. I didn't really think it was a great, like crazy great game because Florida was kind of just ahead most of the game. It wasn't really like a nail biter. It was just like Miami. Miami was up the whole game. It wasn't a nail biter. It was basically Texas having to come back against Florida, and they got close. Florida won 29-21, but yeah, Texas came close near the end, but they weren't really sniffing a victory in that game like almost at all.
No,
it's the way I looked at the Miami game as well, because Miami was up by like 21 points, I feel like, at one point in that game. So, I'll give Florida their receiver, Dallas Wilson. He had 6 catches, 111 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So, I was going to give him player of the game.
Yeah, dude. Yep, like, I cut the best highlight from him with the 55-yard touchdown. Dude just like trampled through like, three defenders just to get the one touchdown going 55 yards. That was a cool highlight to be honest.
You got some young talent for the future of Florida. And then you already mentioned the game, but yeah, I had my honorable mention. It was the Dolphins and Panthers. So Dolphins were up 17-0 in this game. Panthers came back to win. And also I had Rico Dattle, of course. He had 206 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah.
And I added him last second on my fantasy team to start, so it was a win for me.
Like I said, Florida, Texas is my honorable mention because I can't do this podcast without saying this game at the end of the day. Like, I just can't do it. Like, Florida beating Texas like that was just eye-opening for me. Like, I was going in there, I was like, all right, I'm probably going to cut, like, maybe 3-4 highlights for Florida. Nope, I cut at least, like, 10, 13 because you had 2 interceptions – a fumble, and then you had a block punt for safety. Then you had the big 55-yard touchdown. You had another touchdown from DJ Lagway to Dallas Wilson again. Yeah, sorry. Two receiving touchdowns, Alex. Says it right there.
Two.
not one, two. This game was just awesome to work and just witness as a whole. On the Florida side.
Oh, you're right. It was
obviously
a good
game. Was not pretty. It's not making Archie Manning look great, but this is a pretty cool stat to come out with, Kyle, that now that we will all know, at least us two on this podcast, all Mannings, including the old guy, Archie Manning, has a touchdown and an interception in Gainesville in the Swamp.
That's pretty cool. Well, they all played in the SEC, so.
Yep, all the Mannings. So, it's a pretty cool step, but it's like, they all played in the SEC, so it's not
really surprising. So they were going to have to play them a bunch of times anyway, so. But no, that is still a pretty cool stat.
So I just thought that stat was pretty cool.
That is an interesting one.
Like we talked about that. We're like, wow. Like, and we had to make sure. Like, we were like, are we sure about Archie and this, like, you know, the old Archie man?
I mean, it would make sense because Archie went to Ole Miss, I think. So
yeah. Upset pick for the week. Obviously, mine, Miss. I picked Houston to beat Texas Tech. Texas Tech wins 35-11. So,
yep. Hey, I got mine. I nailed mine. It wasn't even a close game.
Kyle nailed his. Like Cincy had the biggest lead, and then Iowa State just started coming back, and then Cincy just still ran away with it.
I look like a genius. I went 4-1 with my picks. My upset pick hit. I won in fantasy. I almost won all my bets. Not really. But no, yeah, I had Cincy over 14 ranked Iowa State, and it wasn't really close. Cincy was pretty much Iowa State trying to come back at the end, but yeah, I'll take it. But my actual upset
we're on a consensus for this, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean,
we're on a consensus for
it's got to be number seven Penn State losing to UCLA 42-37.
Yeah,
that's big loss for Penn State because now Penn State and Texas both dropped out of the rankings.
Yep.
They went from top 10, both teams were top 10, and now they're out of the Big Ten.
And they're gone. They're all gone.
They're all gone.
I'm giving player of that game to Nico Imaliava.
He had a Tennessee-style game when he was at Tennessee.
166 pass yards, two passing touchdowns, 128 rushing yards, three rushing touchdowns.
He ran all over them.
Who's the running back? Who's the running back?
But this is the player that UCLA went out to get, and he finally showed up. This is the kind of player they wanted, and he finally showed up.
I think Baltimore needs to go for this guy.
get your Lamar replacement.
Yeah, get your Lamar replacement right there.
Nah, he just got to do it for a full season now because he had not shown up until this, at least up until this point. So now he just needs to keep going.
Yep. All right, moving on to the entertainment portion of our little podcast here. And Kyle just completely disappears. Like, literally, I just look, I blink, and he's gone. So for this portion, I'm going to have a consensus from Kyle, see how we want to feel about this. So I went in and I highlighted our picks, at least from the first round. If you can see my side, I've got a red, which is a miss. I've got a yellow because I took Yankees in two. I picked the right team, but I didn't pick the right amount of games.
You picked the right team. You picked the right team.
And then you got green for picking the right team and the right amount of the games. Do we want to go ahead and give points to right teams no matter how many games? Or do we want
to
give
Are you trying to do points out of this? Those are just for like pride.
That's what I'm asking. Do we want to do that? Like, do we want to do points for picking things right?
I would say if you want to do points for the first round, yes. This next round we can't because of how we accidentally chose the wrong games to pick.
Well,
I could literally just go, okay, I think, okay, for this pick, I'm going to definitely take the Blue Jays over the Yankees since they're up two games now.
I mean, yeah, like at this point, but yeah, still, like,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
I feel like if we just kept going with what we picked from last week, right? I would say, my Yankees pick would be half a point, right? And then you got Dodgers, one full point, Cubs, one full point, right? So I'd be at 2.5, right? And then I picked the Mariners to beat the Guardians. Obviously, the Mariners are playing the Tigers, so I'd give myself a half point because they're playing the wrong team, right? And then I picked the Yankees to beat the Blue Jays, but obviously, the Blue Jays are probably going to win at this point, so that's a lost point already for me. I picked the Phillies to beat the Dodgers, so hopefully that pans out for me. I don't know how that game's going. Apparently, game one's tonight. And then I picked the Brewers over the Cubs, which is looking pretty good for me because the Brewers freaking smacked the Cubs game one. And then I've got Brewers over the Phillies, and then Yankees over the Mariners, and then Brewers to beat the Yankees in the finals. Like, I typed this all in before the first series was over. I will be straight up with that. So
Yeah, like I don't have anything close. So
I don't have anything
like
close.
I still have. I literally have the Tigers playing the Blue Jays and the Yankees playing the Mariners. I literally all four teams, National League and American League, are playing the wrong team, so it just won't work.
It won't work for you. I mean, you could change it up just a little bit. Just do Yankees over Blue Jays, and then who would you?
Well, why would I do? Why would I do Yankees over Blue Jays at this point? I'll just do Blue Jays over Yankees. That's just idiotic. There at that point,
This is stupid, Alex. I don't like this anymore.
Okay. I would keep the Tigers. I'll keep the Blue Jays and Tigers. I would go Blue Jays Tigers. I still have the Dodgers.
So you do Blue Jays Tigers for ALCS, is what you're saying?
And so Brewers. I'd probably do Dodgers Brewers and Blue Jays and Tigers. Tigers versus Dodgers. Tigers win it all.
Okay. So you want me to do Tigers over
Tigers Blue and Blue Jays. Yep.
And then
I'm gonna do Dodgers over the Brewers. Tigers over Dodgers.
All right. So at least you can get some points for that then, you know. If the Dodgers win, that's a point for you. All right, we won't do points.
It's just kind of hard at this point.
It's very hard at this point. But at least for next time when we do a postseason thing, like I feel like we should do it that way, right? Like, you know, when we get to
a half point for the winner of the series and a half point if you get the correct amount of games.
Yeah. Well, at least we won't get another series until we get to the NHL playoffs. But yeah,
you get NFL.
Once you get to the NFL and college football playoffs, it's a one game or one loss.
Yeah, you can just still pick your bracket.
Yeah. So, all right.
That works.
Moving on to the top five games to watch this week. All right. Coming on up, let's see here. I think we got a consensus of the number one game to watch this week is going to be number 7 Indiana versus number 3 Oregon.
Yep, we both have them in there. It's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a very good
game. It's more of a test for Indiana for me.
Oh, yeah.
Prove they're a really good team.
For sure.
I don't think they're going into Eugene and beating them. So, I mean, it's got to be an Oregon pick on that one.
Yep.
Same. I just don't see Indiana beating them. Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of good college football this weekend. You have Alabama, Missouri,
yep.
8 versus 14. So Alabama's going into Missouri. It should be a tough game for them, but I chose Bama.
Okay.
I don't know if you have that game on yours.
Nope, I don't have that on mine, but I do have the Ohio State-Illinois game. Obviously, I'm picking the wrong
team on
this
one. Yeah, but I was torn on this one.
I don't want to pick them, but I feel like I have to pick them
because I'm picking them just to get me a point, hopefully. This is a game where I think they could get upset again. This is a chance for them to be upset.
Upset prediction.
Playing in Champaign is a hard game. Nah, it's not gonna be my upset of the week.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not doing that one again.
Oh.
Ohio State's just a really good team.
Yep.
But they got to go to Champaign and play. So, and Illinois is a pretty good team as well.
Oh, yeah. They're a very good team.
Playing against a good team. So, but I'm still taking Ohio State. So, other than that, I got a bias kicking in. I have our Michigan Wolverines going to California to play USC Trojans. My gut prediction, even though I hope it's wrong, I'm still taking USC. This was one of the games that I circled where I thought that Michigan would have struggle against because they have to go from East Coast to West Coast, or not East Coast, but East to West. Big Ten teams have struggled in California.
Yep.
So my gut prediction, my gut is telling me USC, but if you told me to, if I needed to put money on it, I'm actually taking the money line because it's plus money, pretty good, decent plus money for Michigan. So I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think Michigan can easily win this game. I just have a feeling USC is going to pull it out and win this one.
I like that. I like how that sounds. I got some good news for you, though, since I just worked the Inside Michigan football show when we get to our Homeward Bound. So,
there we go.
So, yeah, hopefully this will give you some good insight on feeling a little bit better about that bet instead of the pick.
It's fair. That's fair.
My number three game on my list is the Lions at the Chiefs. I believe this game is going to be a very big game to watch on Sunday night. I'm looking forward to it. I've got the Lions to win. I think they're just like unstoppable right now. They're going to keep it rolling, going to Kansas City.
Not so fast.
Not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast. Not my friend. Not so fast, midget. I got I do have that one, but I have the Chiefs, so I think it's gonna be a really good game. It's an Arrowhead, so it's a coin toss to me who's playing at home. Yep. I'll take Chiefs.
All right, well, either I will get the point or you will get the point.
Exactly. So there you go.
Let's see who better man wins. My number four game, obviously it's the series between the Tigers and the Mariners. It's obviously tied one apiece right now, so it's off to a pretty good start. Next two games are in Detroit, so hopefully Tigers can come out with yet another win, hopefully two more, to get a good 2-1 series lead, because it will go back to Seattle after that. And then, you got Phillies and Dodgers. I feel like that's a very good series to watch.
It has been so far.
Should be good, especially with game one going on tonight. I don't have it turned on right now, so I should have it on.
Dodgers were winning 4-1 last I had on. So,
okay.
Those are actually really good. I didn't want to do baseball this time because it's kind of tough right now, just because they're both team. Like the only close one right now is the Tigers series. So, just talk with some football. But my upset pick this week, after winning my one last week, I'm going to take the Texas Longhorns upsetting the Oklahoma, number ranked 6th team now, Oklahoma Sooners in the Red River rivalry.
Ooh.
So I'm taking Texas to upset Oklahoma.
I like that. My upset prediction is Florida to beat Texas A&M. I think they keep their wins rolling. I am upset that I did not pick them last week. I was looking at it.
You were done with them. You said, I'm done with this team.
I did. Well, I just didn't want to do it last week because I was like, I don't know. But, like, they beat Texas pretty handedly. And if they figured out a way to win and win on a good, like, note to where they have the confidence and they can keep it rolling and go into Station College and get another win. Like, I feel I have that good feeling about it, so.
I like it, yeah. I was looking at that one, too, if I wanted to choose that, so. Yeah.
All right.
It's a good one. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it back-to-back, but we'll see.
We'll see. That's why we do the upset picks of the week. And I just wanted to choose this one, make it hard for myself, see what goes on. All right. Moving on to our fantasy competition football edition.
Oh yeah.
Alex takes yet another loss.
Kyle's back on the winning board here.
All right. For my teams, the Sarcastaballs quarterback Jackson Dart outscores Taco Corpse EBDB B&B Geno Smith
EBDB B&B.
With 19 and a half points. But Taco Corpse, EB, DB, B&B. Running back Jamar Gibbs outscores Kenneth Gainwell from the Sarcastaballs. Jacoby Myers from Taco Corpse, EB, DB, B&B.
EBDB, B&B's.
Outscores Xavier Worthy with only 5.2 points. That's kind of crazy. And then Marvin Harrison Jr. outscores Juwan Jennings, 11.8 points. Kate Otten outscores Brock Bowers with 10.1 points. Zach Charbonnet for my flex position outscores Quentin Johnson for 11.3 points. And then for the defense and special teams, the Detroit Lions outscore the Cleveland Browns with 12 points. And then I reuse yet another keeper. Chase McLaughlin.
Yep, he got with 12 points this time.
And beats out Spencer Strader. So this is my second one that I've used. I'm making their names red because I'm like, why do I have less QBs than Kyle right now in my eliminated players? I'm like, oh yeah, I reused Love, and then I'm like, yep. Well, I reused McLaughlin now. I think this might get me a few more wins later on this week.
You're gonna get to keep your quarterbacks.
Like I get a few more picks, you know, coming my way, you know, because I.
Yep.
Unfortunately, you have yet to use a pass keeper over and over yet.
Yep.
You keep eliminating players.
Like, yep, I do. I've gotten kind of lucky with my eliminated players, so. Yeah, I finished with, well, I'll just go through the team. So out of my quarterbacks, I had Justin Herbert and Sam Darnold. Sam Darnold finished with a whopping 35.6 points. So he is actually side note, he's my keeper for next week now because he scored the most. My running backs, I had Ashton Jeanty and Devon Achane. Devon Achane ended up with 13.6 points, so he ended up being my pick. My past week's keeper was George Pickens, and he was up against Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Jackson Smith got me 23.2 points, so he was my keeper. My other wide receiver, I had Garrett Wilson and Keenan Allen. Garrett Wilson got me 16.1 points, so he was the keeper there. And then I had Hunter Henry and Dalton Kincaid, and Kincaid finished with 13.8 points, so that was an easy one there. My flex position, which when I was adding these up for both of us, we both ended up picking a couple Chiefs players, which we shouldn't have done. So I had Tyquan Thornton, who's playing right now, so I can't take him. So my other one was Woody Marks, who got me 2.4 points. So like on Alex's team, that's why he said it was crazy that he had 5.2 points was his keeper from Jacoby Myers, because Xavier Worthy's playing right now.
Yep, for the Chiefs, because I did not pay attention.
Yep, we both did it. So,
whoops.
My defenses, I had Arizona and Philadelphia. Arizona got me 8 points, so they were my keeper. And then I had my kickers were Daniel Carlson and Cam the Kicker Dicker. So Cam Dicker ended up finished with 6 points, gave me a whopping 118.7 for this week to beat Alex's 97.4 and to take Week 5's winnings.
Like that? That's awesome. Yeah. No, I don't like that.
too easy.
All right, moving on for week 6. Gotta clear the board now.
Gotta clear them.
Play this music as we clear the board.
I feel like you're playing World War Z music there for a minute.
I'm trying to do the South Park, the Inception. It's like a Taco Bell within another Taco Bell, with inside them all, inside your head.
Inside your head. All right. So we got...
You see a fluffy cloud, a pretty fluffy cloud.
All right.
Stan,
we're on to what?
Stan, I'm getting butterfly poon.
I'm a butterfly.
I'm a butterfly, Stan. All right, so Nipah football hoarder, against the Sarcastic Balls. Okay. All right, here we go. Heads or tails there,
Kyle? Got the pamphlet. Let's go with heads again.
It is heads.
Ooh. Well, with my first pick, I guess I'll take Sam Darnold.
I'd take Jackson Dart. I mean, what are we doing here?
Oh, yeah, I guess it doesn't even matter. Yeah. We're
Kyle's so used to me having a kicker or a defense to keep.
So we both had our quarterbacks are gone already. All right, so
quarterbacks
are
already gone.
Got to go to our running backs now. Man, this is going to be interesting now. Especially with, let's just keep it rolling. I do like the matchup. I don't even need to look. I think he is going to get another week of being a starter. So,
well, we got a doubleheader yet again. No Bills, no Falcons, no Bears, no Commanders.
Yeah. Loaded this week, aren't we?
Yep.
No Bills. It wasn't Seahawks, was it? No.
No Falcons. No Bears. No Commanders.
Bills, Falcons, Bears, Commanders. All right, cool. So for my running back, let's go with him for a back-to-back week. Make sure I haven't taken him. Give me Rico Dowdle.
Rico. How about spelled Cowdle? Cowdle. Rico Cowdle.
Dowdle.
Dowdle. It's with a D, Alex.
D-O. D-O.
D-O-W. Oh, where'd he go? Why can't I find him? D-O-W. D-L-E. All right, so for my running back. Hey, it works. I am going to go with... Oh, man. J.K. Dobbins.
Going with J.K. Dobbins.
Oh, type, damn you. Stupid computer. Type. All right. Kyle's pick for wide receiver
one. All right. So for my wide receiver one, we're going to go with another rookie who just had a really good week this past week. We'll just keep the hot streak going with him. I haven't chosen him yet. Let's go with Emeka Egbuka.
Emeka Egbuka. Oh, it's with the EGBU.
Egg. That's the EGB, EGB, EB, EG, EB, Airbnb.
Airbnb. All right. So you went with Emeka. Yeah, I'm going to go with AJ Brown against the sorry Giants here.
AJ Brown.
I think they'll have a bounce back game, especially losing to the Broncos.
I'm surprised you haven't taken him yet. That's crazy.
That's crazy, Alex. I mean, we're getting later into the season. Gotta start taking some all-stars now.
That's fair. Not so fast. Not for this guy.
Not so fast, my friend. All right, wide receiver two for Kyle Dobbins.
Wide receiver two, I'm going to go with it looks like an emerging main target for this young quarterback with the New England Patriots. Give me Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs.
He had a great week, and it looks like he might be like Drake May's new target.
I think I literally just spelled that right.
It's O.
Oh. Yep.
Actually, I don't know. Is it?
Yep.
I thought it might have been.
Darn it. Oh, so close. Okay. For my pick two. Have I picked this guy? No, I have not. Give me the number one wide receiver overall. Puka Nacua.
Puka. I don't think I have I picked him too? I don't think I have picked him yet either.
I think you've picked him, but somebody outscored him.
Yeah, so I still have him free. I don't know if I have him as my keeper yet.
Yeah.
All right, tight end.
Tight end.
We're
going
to go with possibly rookie of the year candidate right now. We're going to take Tyler Warren.
Tyler Warren. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay. I did pick him earlier in the season. He got outscored. So I'm going to go with him again. Give me
Tucker Kraft mac and cheese. You did have him one time.
I did have him earlier in the season, but he got outscored, so I can use him again. It's been a couple of weeks.
True.
It's been a couple of weeks. All right, flex. The flex position.
I'm going to go with this flex guy that could have a big game, probably won't, but it'd just be fun to take because he is a lightning in the bottle. Give me J-Mo. Give me Jameson Williams here.
J-Mo. I think he will be used a lot, to be honest, because the only way we're probably going to score against this Kansas City defense is big yards.
I feel like he is going to be
huge.
Hawking it down the field.
Hawkinson
it down the field.
Okay. Flex. No, that defense is pretty good. That game was actually very, very high scoring. I feel very good about this pick right now because he's having a very good season. Give me Travis Etienne.
He's had a very good season. Couldn't have had it last year when I had him on all my fantasy teams and he did nothing last year.
He did nothing for me last season. All right, yep. You got to go defense or kicker?
Let's go defense. Let's just take my boys. Let's take Green Bay Packers playing at home against Cincinnati.
Green Bay. All right. Let's see here. All right. I'm not going to make the mistake this time because I made the mistake last time I picked this team. Because we said no Bills, no Falcons, no Bears, no Commanders. This is none of them. Give me the Denver Broncos defense against the New York Jets.
Okay, we got some Broncos in here.
Denver.
Have I taken
this? Let's go, Denver! Let's go, Denver!
And for my kicker, I'm going to take the indoor man himself in a high-scoring game, I believe it will be. Give me Jake Bates.
Jake Bates. Well, this one's outside. This is not indoors. Kansas City is outdoors.
You're playing at home. It's on the road.
Kansas City. Kyle will take back his pick. He will go back to the drawing board for Kyle. Just kidding. He's just walked away. He's not doing that. Let's see here. Let's see here. How is that? Oh, I was like, how's that possible? You got the Eagles at the Giants and then the Broncos at the Jets. But one's a Thursday night game and then one's a Sunday game. So I was like, wait, what? Oh, no, it's a Sunday game overseas. Oh.
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't know about this Denver defense anymore. Oh, boy.
They're playing overseas? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they've got the London game.
No.
Yeah. Denver, New York, London game. Yeah, boy. Gonna have to wake up early just to see my kicker do nothing. It's gonna be great. All right. I'll take this guy. He's at home. The other portion of his team just can't score. I think this guy's the only guy that can score on the team. Give me Tyler Loop. Because the rest of his team is poop.
Tyler Loop. Because the team is poop.
Because the team is poop. All right. QB.
We're on the QBs for Alex's team now.
He's back. He didn't score for me last season. Just kidding. I can't pick him.
I really He's already picked him, of course.
I really want to. I really wanted to pick him. I was like, oh. Let's go with bounce back game for Justin Herbert. Give me Justin Herbert going into Miami.
It's a good pick. I was thinking about taking him there too.
Justin Herbert. All right.
But for me, I'm gonna go with my boy Jordan Love.
I like it. I like it. All right. Running back. Let's see here.
You better not take him because I found a guy I want.
Yeah?
Yep.
Well, I think he's going to be rookie of the season, Kyle. And I'm taking him. And he's playing against Tennessee. Give me Ashton Jeanty.
Thank God.
Man, thank God. That's not the guy I was going for.
Well, you threw me off when you said rookie. I was like, crap.
I was like,
crap. He's really about to take the guy I wanted. I am going to go with another rookie who's had an awesome year especially the last 3-4 weeks. The last 3 weeks. And he's playing against a team that just let up 206 yards rushing to a backup running back. So I'm going to take Omarion Hampton for the Chargers as he goes and plays the Dolphins.
Not Hassan Haskins?
Not Hassan. Hey, are you on the sleeper app yet?
I am.
Go to the running backs and look at Cam Scadabo's profile picture for his player profile.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
I'm just like, oh, what the hell is wrong with his picture? And I was like, oh my God.
They did that, I think, like a season or two ago to Travis Kelce when he like officially became boyfriend girlfriend with Taylor Swift.
Yeah, they did it for Joe Burrow. For when Joe Burrow dyed his hair blonde, they put his picture as Eminem. Eminem was the profile picture.
What is he doing? Oh my goodness. This guy full of jokes over here. All right.
This freaking guy.
Wide receiver number one. Let's see here. Oh boy. That's a tough one. This is a tough one. A lot of stuff going on here. Have I picked him? Is the question. Yes, I have. Gosh. He's off my board. I cannot pick that guy. Oh. Look again. All right. I think I'm going to go with... Calvin Ridley. I don't know where I'm going with this one, to be honest. I just honestly.
Calvin Ridley?
Yeah.
I think Alex ran out of time. He's like, I guess I'm just going to throw a dart at one of these guys.
I just got to throw something out here.
I feel you because I had trying to give my quarterback matchup with a wide receiver. And the Packers have like three of them that I don't know who to choose from. So we're just going to throw a dart on this one. We're going to go with the rookie, Matthew Golden.
Matthew Golden. All right. I probably should do the same as that and follow your lead here. See if I can... Oh... I don't know how to sort it to where I can see a freaking charger. Because I've already picked. Let's see here. I've already gotten Allen. So Yeah, I mean, that just knocks him out. So give me, Ladd McConkey. Because I don't have Ladd eliminated.
No, you've used him before, but you haven't had him as a keeper. Ladd McConkey.
Ladd McConkey. L-A-D-D. M-O-C-K-E-Y. Okay. All right. Wide receiver number two, Cal.
All right. For this guy, we're going to go with his resurgent year so far. Wide receiver from the Colts, Michael Pittman.
Pittman. All right. Tight end. I kind of like his matchup. This team's not the greatest. Andy's at home. Give me Tyler Warren. Just nice. Kidding. You already have him.
Oh, that's right. I did have him. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's right. Wait a minute. I picked him.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Not so fast, my friend.
Not so fast.
Let's see here. I guess with the rest of the team injured, he's gotta come through for them. Give me Mark Andrews.
Nice pick. I thought you were gonna go with the guy that I wanted again.
Because the rest of his team is hurt.
Yeah. Well, some of his team's hurt. I'm taking the tight end of Texas. He had a really good year this year, and he is officially the number one tight end so far in fantasy football. Give me Dallas Cowboys tight end, Jake Ferguson.
All right. Flex position. The flex. I kind of like that, but he's very far up there. But you, let's see here. You took it a little bit further down. Let's see here. Let's see if I can find something around him. You know what? I'm going to go for a different wide out. See if you can get me some points here. Give me Romeo Doubs. Romeo.
That's who I was thinking about taking, too. When I took Golden, it was either him or Dobbs.
Dobbs. Sorry, Dobbs. I mispronounced the last name. My bad.
With the flex. I was going with. Oh, wait, I gotta get this right. Terry Silver's team is officially going with Kenneth Walker, running back, Seattle Seahawks.
Kenneth Walker. Nice, very nice. All right, defense and special teams. All right, let's see who I've already picked. Ooh. It's enticing. It's very enticing. I really want to do it. But do I want to do it?
Does he wanna? Does he do it?
Yes, he does. He does do it. Give him Buffalo. Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Buffalo.
For my defense here.
Going up against Hotlanta.
Hotlanta.
I think they get a good bounce back game here.
I think they do. For Terry Silver's defense, we're going with the Pittsburgh Steelers playing against Pittsburgh at home.
Pittsburgh. Hey. All right. Kicker. Kicker. Yeah. I mean, you don't get to keep him. He's gone. He's not your current keeper. Let me go with Dicker the Kicker.
He is gone on my team now. We're going to go right back to him for this week. Give me the Vegas Raiders kicker, Daniel Carlson.
Daniel Carlson.
You guys are playing the dome. That's Tyler Bass. Could have gone Tyler Bass, but I like Carlson. Dang, Travis Kelce just scored a touchdown. Got me up to 160 points this week.
Hey. All right.
This one.
All right. For the Sarcastballs, we got Jackson Dart starting at quarterback. J.K. Dobbins for the wide receiver. A.J. Brown as... Oh, J.K. Dobbins as a wide receiver. Wow, I'm already off my high horse here. J.K. Dobbins as a running back. A.J. Brown as first wide receiver. Puka Nacua as the second. Tucker Kraft Mac and Cheese as the tight end. Travis Etienne at the flex. Denver defense and special teams. And then Tyler Loop for the kicker. Now for Taco Corpse, EB, DB, BNB, we got Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert at quarterback. Ashton Ginty for running back. Calvin Ridley for wide receiver one. Ladd McConkey for wide receiver two. Mark Andrews at tight end. Romeo Dell for flex. Buffalo defense and special teams. And then Cameron Dicker, the kicker.
Pretty good team there.
Very good two teams.
All right, so for my Nib High football team, my quarterback, with my keeper from last week, I have Sam Darnold. My running back is Rico Dowdle. My wide receiver one is Emeka Egbuka. My wide receiver two is Stephon Diggs. My tight end is Tyler Warren. At flex, I've got Jameson Williams. You know, you put Jameson Williamson. We're going to go with Jameson Williams on this one.
Oh, wow.
My defense special team. My defense special teams is Green Bay, and my kicker is Jacob Bates. And now for Terry Silver's team, we have at quarterback Jordan Love, at running back Omarion Hampton, wide receiver one we have Matthew Golden, and wide receiver two we got Michael Pittman. Tight end, I have the number one tight end of the week so far, of the year so far, Jake Ferguson. At flex, we have Kenneth Walker. Defense, we have Pittsburgh. And kicker is Daniel Carlson.
Very nice. I like it. Like it a lot.
May the best team win.
May the best team win. Oh, boy. Back to the grind now. All right, moving on to our best portion of our podcast here that everybody really loves, Gambling Men.
We're back.
Must be 21 or older to gamble. Problems with gambling? Please call the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Last week I went 2-for-3 with my top five singles. Kyle, you doubted me. They won. The Carolina Panthers won me some money.
They did win. How about that? That one?
How about
that? Was a good one. 2-3.
Obviously, my losses are a Yankees money line because I put the Yankees money line on their game one. They lost game one. Cleveland Guardians on game one. Cleveland Guardians lost game one. The Jets last Monday night. They lost to the Dolphins last Monday night. And then the Buccaneers. They got me my other win, beating the Seahawks. Just barely, but still, a win is a win, and I'll take it.
Yeah, that's pretty good. This week I went 4-1 on my singles. The only one I missed was the Eagles -5.5 versus Broncos, which was looking really good until the end. So I was about to be 5-0. My wins, I had Clemson -13.5 versus UNC, hammered that one. I took Wisconsin +16.5 versus Michigan. I hit that one. I took the Bama spread of -10.5 versus Vandy, and I hit that one. And then I took the Bucks
plus 2.5 versus Seattle and hit that one.
Nice. I like it. I like it. So upcoming.
Upcoming singles. So out of the ones that from last week, I lost both of my parlays, but I only lost by one bet each time.
Same.
My winnings it brought me back to zero. I'm back at even now from going 4-1, so I'll take it. But for my upcoming singles, I have Alabama -3.5 versus Missouri. I'm going to continue with the spread for Alabama, and I think they beat them by at least a touchdown. That's sitting at -105. I'm taking the Illinois spread of +15.5 versus Ohio State. That's a big spread for a team at home, and I think they can give Ohio a run for their money, at least keep it close, and that's at -110. I have UCLA +7.5 versus Michigan State. That's -108. I don't think UCLA will win. I mean, they could, but I'll take the 7.5 points on that. And then I have Texas -3 over Oklahoma. I think they beat them by more than that, and that's at -105. And then I have NC State Wolfpack +22.5 against Notre Dame, which is at -110.
Okay. I'm surprised that's not your upset pick of the week.
I'm not saying NC State is going to win. I'm saying they can cover the spread of 22. Yeah. They're going to cover 22.5 points.
Yeah.
I think NC State has a really good offense, and Notre Dame has struggled, so I think they can cover the spread on that.
More like ESPN's underdog of the week, really, because that's how they kind of how they do that on their little pregame show. Upcoming week for me, Kyle, I'm not wearing this hat for no reason over here. It's hockey season, and I'm ready. Avs money line over the Kings tomorrow night, -115. Bruins money line over the Caps a little later on this week at +165. Like, what? I think the Bruins are going to be a hot team this season. Rangers money line over the Sabres sitting at -120. Red Wings money line over the Canadiens at -130. And then, yeah, I've got football. Lions money line over the Chiefs at +100. So I'm going to.
I'm sure you can get some plus money on that one.
Plus money. Honorable mention, Kyle, guess what? Oklahoma's money line over Texas right now is +125, so I don't know if that Texas upset's going to actually hit, buddy.
Huh? Say that again?
Oklahoma's money line over Texas is +125.
Oh, so they're not even favored.
They're not the favored. Texas is the favored team.
Wow.
I'm going to have to change my upset pick now. No, I'll take it. It's fine. Like, cause you're going with an unranked team versus a ranked team. That's fine. It checks off in my book. Like, honestly, but obviously, okay, according to Vegas,
I'll change it.
I saw that, and then I looked at the Vegas line. I'm just like,
I'm not crazy.
In my opinion, I accept it as an upset pick because you're picking an unranked team versus a ranked team. To beat a top 10 team. Like that's a check in my book.
That's fair.
So I'll accept it. We'll let it slide.
All right.
Same game parlay. I went loss again because I picked the Guardians to win. But like I said earlier, if I put my money on the Tigers, they lose. If I put my money against the Tigers, they win. So literally, Scooball got his 8 strikeouts, and then the under 6.5 hit because it went 2-1, but the Guardians lost. Yeah. So 0-8 for same game parlay for me. Upcoming, I've got the game tonight. Travis Etienne to get 75 rushing yards, for Travis Etienne to get anytime touchdown. And then a Chiefs money line. So the 75 rush yards is +105. Touchdown is +100. And then the Chiefs money line is at -200. It boils up to +750 somehow. And $10 is going to pay out 75. So, yeah, give me that, all that, please.
Yeah, it's a good bet. I like it. You just got to get ET and get going here.
Yeah, for sure. I'm pretty sure.
For my same game last week, I lost, but I was 2-1 out of my bets. So I had the Dolphins and Jets game. I took the Dolphins -2.5 versus Jets, which hit. I had Tua to throw two or more touchdowns that hit, and then I had a Tyreek Hill anytime touchdown, which did not hit because he just broke his leg in half. So missed that one, unfortunately. Put me at a 2-6 for some of my same games now. For my same game this week, I have the upcoming Yankees-Blue Jays game tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm taking the Yankees money line against the Blue Jays. That's at minus 147. I'm taking a Judge anytime home run at plus 186.
Ooh.
And then I'm taking Carlos Rodon to throw more than five strikeouts at minus 138. So that's going to be about a plus 500, which is $10 will pay me out about 60 bucks.
Nice. I like that. I like that. Upcoming anything goes parlay, same thing. I put Guardians to win the series. I did series this time. They obviously lost. Cubs won the series. Yankees won their series. So I go 0-8 for anything goes parlay. Got hockey coming up. Tomorrow night's games. I've done a parlay for the first three games of the season. So here we go. We got the Avs money line over the Kings, like I said earlier, negative 115. I've got the Florida money line over Chicago, negative 285. And then I've got the Rangers money line over the Penguins at negative 210. So that's plus 272. Total of $10 pays out 27 bucks. So, yeah, give me all
he's
that.
He's going small game for this one. He's going small game for this one.
He's going small game for this one.
Got to get on the board.
I got to get on the board. And these are the first three games. So I was like, this is a no-brainer for me. Like, let's just go with the first three hockey games for anything goes parlay. So
I feel you. For my anything goes parlay last week, I was 2-for-3. I missed it by one. So, I mean, 0-8. I had the Alabama -10.5 versus Vandy. That one hit. I had Ohio State -24.5 versus Minnesota, and that one hit. And then I had the Rams money line versus the 49ers, which should have hit if he didn't fumble it on the goal line. And he did, and I lost. So that lost me with my bet. For my upcoming, I have UGA. I got Georgia -3.5 versus Auburn. That's sitting at minus 105.
Yep.
I'm taking the Michigan money line versus USC, which we talked about earlier. If I'm going to put money on it, I kind of like the money line for Michigan. That's at plus 105. And then I'm taking the Chiefs money line against the Lions, which is minus 120. So that got me to a plus 633. $10 pays you about 73 and change.
All right. I like that. I like that. Do not bet on. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Just don't bet on the New York Jets. Obviously, on top of what Kyle said last night, they've got – or last week, don't bet on those early morning across the pond games.
Yeah, that was mine. Just don't bet on the international ones. They're harder to do.
They're playing in London against the Broncos of all teams. Yep. So don't bet on the Jets. Go ahead and bet on the Broncos. I mean, I'm
with you on it.
Like, yeah, just don't bet on the Jets.
Their stay away from the international games.
Yeah, so that's my don't bet on.
Yep, I agree. That was also mine. Just, I was going right back to the board and don't bet on those international games.
Don't bet on the international games. Okay. All right. Homeward bound we go. All right.
Bring it home. Bring it home.
Scoreboard review. All right, let's see here. So I scored 97.4 points from the NFL today. And then I got 2 points from my gambling. And then we're not going to do postseason scoring. And then I got 4 more points. So I got 6 points on top of the 97. So that brings me to a total of... Oh, geez. So I need to put 4, 5, 9, 9. What did I say? Jeez. I lose myself every time I do this. 97.4. And then 6 points. Can he do math? Can he math today?
No, that is the question. Can he math?
His brain will not math. 103.4 points for Alex today.
My week in review, I have 4 points. Upset got me 3 more, so that's 7.
Yup.
And then I got 4 more on gambling, so it's 11 points added to mine.
Okay.
And I had scored 118.7, so that'll give me 129.7.
All right. Oh my goodness, Kyle just takes a big lead. Woo. Now.
Woo.
So we've got Kyle at 809.1 points after this week, and I am at a mere 563.3 points.
Alex, it's a long season.
He's falling behind, so far behind.
It's a long season here.
Can I get points for MLB postseason now?
You can take the postseason points now.
Give yourself
3 points.
Give yourself 3 points. Just make it all worth it.
A couple petty points. Tom Petty points.
Oh my goodness. All right. So Homeward Bound. Yeah, Lions look great. I mean, they're still looking awesome. Week in and week out. I mean,
it's their next big test.
Yeah, it's going to be a big test against the Chiefs.
If
they play on the road and they win, oh my goodness, I'm just going to be on cloud nine on Monday, to be honest. So, Packers coming off the bye week. Who they got? They got.
Who do they got, actually? I can't even remember now.
Bengals, right?
Yeah, Bengals. So, it should be win. So, they can't choke that game.
Yeah.
Should be a good bounce back game for them. So it's not much on Cincy. Then you got Carolina back to, so now they're going to go 14-2.
I'm
on the Panthers.
I'm basically saying Panthers are on a roller coaster right now. There's up and down and up and down and up and down and up
just,
and down.
I guess it's whenever they play at home, just bet on them to win because they just win at home. That's about it.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that. Yeah. Yeah. Bet on them when they go at home. All right, this is what we were teasing about earlier today. Wolverines got a lot of talk about here. I feel like they made
a big win against Wisconsin. They made strides.
Good, it was a good win, but I think they made way too many safe decisions. They didn't really get the
too many drops
too for the wideouts. Like you said, we need to go into the portal and try and find a good wideout.
Gotta get some stud wideouts.
Hopefully a guy named Daniel Wilson, maybe.
Any of them. They've just gotta get some stud receivers. I mean, luckily McCulley kind of balled out and showed how good he could be. They got a good young freshman with Andrew Marsh. I think it was kind of a showing out game this week because he had a good game. It was like 4 catches for 60 yards.
Yeah.
Besides those two, it's literally it on the team. Like, no, everyone drops the ball. And it's just drive killers. Like, he'll make some unbelievable play, roll out of the pocket, roll back the other way, get out of the way, and then make a throw downfield, and then the guy drops it. It's like, Jesus Christ, we just got to catch the ball. I think the play calling has been a little bit too safe for him. I really wish they would throw some more designed runs.
Yeah.
And what they're like a quarterback power, like literally snap it and run. Like it is a designed quarterback power play.
Yeah.
You have one of the best fullbacks in the game, so put him out there and just run behind him with him. That, I don't know why they haven't done that yet, and it's kind of baffling, but we'll see.
I like that.
Like you, they get a big test this week going to LA, Southern Cal to play USC. So we'll, there's a big test. This is one of my other games that I had on the list that is, make or break for their season.
Yep, it is a big test, and Sharon Moore knows it. This is what I was kind of teasing earlier. They are going out to California on Thursday instead of Friday. Normally, teams go out on Friday. He wants to go out. He wants to go out, have an extra day, and to have this extra day, they're going over to LA Chargers practice facility.
Back to Harbaugh.
And yes, they are going to have a closed door something or another. Like, he didn't really reveal much. It's going to be closed doors.
It's a guest speaker, and that is
John Jim Harbaugh. And there's going to be somebody there to help out.
Well, you, you, you,
Well, you also got to think probably about 80% of the coaching staff for the Chargers were all Michigan coaches.
Yep.
They took the weight coach. They took Jesse Minter. They took everybody. So
because they don't have to be in Miami until late on Friday. Nope. So they will be leaving, like, literally they said the Chargers won't be leaving until Friday to go to Miami because it's in Miami. So yep, this
we'll have a nice little
things are kind of adding up here.
Give them a motivational speech before Saturday.
Yep. So well, give them a motivational speech before Friday, really.
That's true.
But still, let's just remember this on Saturday.
Yeah, remember it for Saturday, though.
Bring your phones out and record this and then watch it again on Saturday.
Exactly.
Wolfpack can learn a lot from their previous win, especially going up against Notre Dame, going into Notre Dame. I like your bet.
Big week. Yeah. So they look better, even though they played Campbell. Wasn't much to brag about, but they needed a kind of a good momentum game to go into Notre Dame. Just a good like ass whooping to get them ready for the next game. So hopefully it makes them better and they can at least keep it close with Notre Dame. That's all you can really hope for with NC State.
Yeah, I like that. Deeks, they get a good win on the road against Virginia Tech. Now they got to go on the road again, but they're going all the way out to play Oregon State. How do we feel about that?
Oregon State on that one.
Yeah, I got to go all the way out west just to play.
East Coast to West Coast. The coast to coast, they don't do well when they play each other.
No, not really. Tigers, I believe they got themselves a challenge here against the Mariners. I don't feel great about them winning, but I'm going to bet against them winning to see if my theories, works. So
yep, it works.
Let's see what happens.
They look good. I'm comfortable with them. They just need to get their hitting going, but I think they just have a better overall team than the Mariners. So I like where they're at. Going splitting with the Mariners at Seattle, that's huge. So now they get to come back for two games. They can literally clinch the division here by winning both home games now.
Because I would be honest, I was expecting it to split coming back to Detroit. I just thought the split would happen the opposite way to where Mariners would have won game one. And then Tigers would have won game two with Tariq on the mound.
Scooble. Yep, yeah, I agree.
But with the Tigers winning game one, I was like, oh, come on. We got to get that 2-0 lead and just go into Detroit and just get one more win. But still.
You're in better shape than the Yankees right now.
I asked for too much.
So yeah, you're in better shape than the Yankees right now going 0-2 in Toronto. Now they basically have to win out. So
yeah. I did see a pretty funny picture though earlier, Kyle. Apparently in Toronto they're selling t-shirts, or at least long sleeve t-shirts, that have this whole print on it. It says a BJ is better than a Yank.
That's pretty good. I do like that. That's a good shirt.
that's a pretty good shirt. I mean,
I
think I could agree with that. A BJ is definitely better than a Yank.
Yeah, that's a good shirt.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll unanimously agree with this one.
Red Wings start their regular season against the Canadians on Wednesday, I think, and then Canes start their regular season against the Devils on Wednesday. I feel a little bit better about the Red Wings matchup against the Canadians. Man. The Canes going up against the Devils.
I'm excited.
Not so much. The Devils are supposed to be a hot team this season, in my mind.
I'm excited. So. I'm excited for Detroit, and I hope. I haven't seen the news. They should have announced their who's staying up and who's being waived down to Grand Rapids. But I want to say Fine, who had balled out for this preseason, should be making it. Axel Pelika should be playing.
Yep.
And you should have Nygaard playing. So the three that we really want, and I hope Danielson, I don't know if he made the team or not, Nate Danielson for the Red Wings. I'm hoping he makes it. So, cause he was unbelievable and he's our like top prospect. So,
and talking about hockey, Kyle, I totally forgot we were supposed to do this today. And I'm going to just play this music because I'm going to let everybody know we have this music. We forgot to do our too early picks for the NHL postseason. So here we go. Oh my goodness. Like I'm just getting chills.
Good night. We leave you with this note as a leave out.
All right. So my number one seed, I've got the Panthers as number one seed. Knights coming in at number two. Avs, then the Canes, then the Devils. All right. And then we've got Oilers, Stars, and then the Lightning. I've got the Wild, and then the Jets making the playoffs. I've got the Leafs. I've got the Caps making the playoffs, just barely, though. And then the Kings, Senators. And then now that they have an identity, they have an actual identity to go behind, to actually play with, I think the Mammoth are going to make the playoffs this season. They played a really great season last season. I think they actually, you know, jump the hurdle and they get over a lot of the Western teams because it's always a battle over there in the West. And I think the Mammoth actually make the playoffs. Okay. And then the drought is over for us, Kyle.
I think
the Red Wings make the way back into the playoffs, but
just a shade under the decade.
I know.
All right. I think we have somewhat similar. I have Florida. So my top four. So basically I have it like in order of how they would make it.
Yep.
Like going into the finals. So my finals would have been, well, I'll go to the bottom. So 16, I have the Red Wings.
Okay.
15, I also, yeah, Red Wings, I have them making it this year. 15, I have the Blue Jackets. My 14 seed will be the Boston Bruins. I think they have a bounce back year and make the playoffs. At 13, I have the Calgary Flames. My 12 seed will be the Minnesota Wild. My 11 seed is still in there, Tampa. Tampa still wins, and they still have some good talent on that team, so I still think they're making it. My 10 seed will be the New Jersey Devils. They're too loaded, so they should be making the playoffs every year. My 9 seed, I got the Kings. My 8 seed, I have the Stars. 7 seed, Toronto. 6 seed, Winnipeg Jets. My 5 seed is the Colorado Avalanche. And my top 4, so from the West Coast, I have Vegas and the Oilers playing. And then the East Coast, I have the Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers. Okay. My top 2, I have Florida and Vegas in the finals, with Florida tanking it all for the three-peat.
I have Florida and Vegas in the finals, but I've got Vegas to win it all. I've got the Knights to win it all. But I got Vegas to play Colorado, and I've got Florida to play the Canes as well.
Canes almost there. They're almost there.
They keep getting themselves all the way to that Eastern Conference Finals, and then they just choke.
Can't finish it.
Moving back to our Homeward Bound, Pistons start their preseason tomorrow night against the Grizzlies. So get ready for me talking more basketball there, Kyle. And Wrexham is still yet to win at home. So
Another week.
Hopefully they get one soon. All right. That's it for this episode for Season 2, Episode 9. Hope y'all liked it. So make sure you like, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. And hit have yourself up. A good rest of your night. I'm Alex Bauer.
And I'm Kyle Davis.
Peace.